And welcome to episode 361 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time listening, let me explain what this show is about. It's a lot like Quibi. You know, no one's ever heard of it. Then out of nowhere, in a span of a week, we get trailers for new shows like Punk'd, a horror series from Sam Raimi. Will Smith is on board, and all of a sudden it's a network that everyone knows about, but no one is talking about or watching. That's 8-Bit for you. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who also got Quibi shows.
That's me, Doug.
And I'm Kevin.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Why are they trying to
make
this a thing?
My new name is copyrighted to Kevin W. Quibi.
That's good. A+. I don't get Quibi. It's stupid. It's vertical video. I guess it could be horizontal video. They're like really short episodes. How long are the episodes in Quibi? Like 10 minutes, 15?
I don't fucking know.
Quibi. This company is really trying to make Quibi happen, and it's not going to happen. Nobody's asking for this.
It's 2020. Quibi's not going to happen.
Quibi is not going to fucking happen, man. Quibi. Fuck out of here. Let me see. I'm pulling up the website.
What are you so angry at Quibi for? What did Quibi do to you?
Because I don't believe in that kind of format where they're just like, hey, let's pry on the fact that the attention spans are getting worse and let's feed into it. And, you know, let's make shows that are 10, 15 minutes long. I guess you can argue that YouTube does that already.
I was going to say, well, fuck me for season 3 of Brawl.
I don't know, man. I'm not for it. I'm not into it. I don't like it. They can keep it. Quibi can go away. Quibi is a piece of shit.
Whoa. Quibi is over. Hashtag Quibi is over. Make a trend.
And they're charging $5 a month.
Let's see. You got a show with LeBron James. You got one with Sophie Turner. You've got one with Christoph Waltz and Liam Hemsworth.
And okay. You know what?
I'm on board with that.
No, you know why they're on board? Because the executive who did this, I think I was reading up on it. I want to say it's from the executive from, 20th Century? No, Universal? Some executive paid just hundreds of millions of dollars to get this thing going to secure people. And it's just like, of course you're gonna offer someone 50 million or some shit to do a show for you, or even 5 million. They're gonna be like, all right, okay, I mean, sure, I'll shoot 15 minutes of footage for $5 million.
Man. Let's see, Telemundo's got stuff on here. Rotten Tomatoes has a show on here. EW has a show on here. Mm-hmm. TMZ has a show. iHeartRadio has a show.
Yeah.
Let's see. Polygon has a show.
Mm-hmm. Is Gordo y Flaca still a show? That could be on the Quibi.
ESPN has shows. NBC News has shows. Weather Channel has shows.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't they?
Our story. Quick bites, big stories.
Bullshit. I want to know after you research this if you were going to be like, oh shit, yeah, I'm going to give them $5.
No.
Okay, here it is. The dude spent $1.75. Please tell me that doesn't say billion.
Does it start with a B or does it start with an M?
It starts. it starts with a B and an N.
I didn't say N. I said M.
I don't care what you said. I'm telling you that it starts with a B and an N.
Wow.
I've never seen it with that. What is that? Is that stand for billion?
Probably, yeah.
I've never seen it that way. The $1.75 billion app launches in the U.S. with an array of big stars. Yeah, they've really put some money into this.
Yeah, 1.75 billion. BN.
Stupid. Who does that?
Quibi, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I'm against it. I hope it's
Instagram, YouTube, TikTok.
We already have enough of these. Like Doug said, we got TikTok, we got YouTube, we got everything we need. And then we got long format. Quibi, I hope you burn in hell. Any closing remarks on Quibi for you two?
I mean, I don't know Quibi like that. So, I mean, you know. Do you, Quibi?
Okay. Doug?
I'm just looking at all the other shows that are coming. Like, there's one with Will Forte. All
right. Well, Quibi is taking them.
It's funny or Die has got a series headed that way.
He's not looking it up. He's signing up.
Right now. He's not. He's putting in his information right now.
Dane DeHaan has got a show going there. Looks like Idris Elba's got shit going there. Damn, man. Sam Raimi, like you said. Anna Kendrick. Chrissy's Court, starring Chrissy Teigen, will preside over real life small claims cases. Why? She's not a fucking judge.
Because that's Quibi for you.
Celebrity judges. All right.
That should be their tagline. After every ridiculous show that they have, it just would be like, that's Quibi for you. All right.
Jennifer
listen.
Lopez, Kristen Bell, Tracy Morgan, and others will appear in another series.
Yeah, we get it. There's a ton of shows because they put $1.75 billion into 5-minute episodes.
Oh, here's a show I'm interested in called Murder House Flip.
Okay.
Now we're on board.
What is that?
It's CSI meets HGTV. Murder House Flip features a team of forensic specialists, spiritual healers, and high-end renovation experts taking on houses where scandalous or tragic events took place, included but not limited to murders, and turning them from morbid to marvelous.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Give whoever wrote that a raise.
All right. Let's see here.
From morbid to marvelous. That is the Kevin Klem story, if I've ever heard it.
90 days free. Okay. Download now.
90 days free.
Yeah, man. They're doing 90 days free right now, especially like because I think originally it was supposed to be 30, and then like all this happened, and they're like, perfect.
Perfect.
No one's leaving their home.
They're Mr. Burnsing it right now with their
marketing
fingers.
Campaign.
Perfect.
Seriously. I've seen a lot of their ads and stuff on TikTok, and it's literally like, you ain't going nowhere. We got some shows for you.
And now we've all signed up for Quibi. We started off, fuck Quibi. We were raging against the machine. Now we join the machine.
No, I refuse. They can sit in a goddamn burning house just like a blizzard.
Still resting on your laurels on that one, huh?
I still haven't played, man.
Good
for
you.
Haven't touched it. So I don't know, man. This is the longest I've ever protested something.
What, Overwatch?
Other than my father. Overwatch. So, all right, listen, if this is your first time here, if you're enjoying what you're listening to, if you like what we're saying and you're like, wow, these guys are pretty funny, or oh my god, this is a train wreck, I need to hear more.
Or if you're like, I need to sign up for Quibi, where the fuck can I find
that? Where is that link?
You're going to go to quibi.com/8bitgeek. You're going to get 90 days free.
God, I wish. Hey, Quibi, hit us up.
Oh, man. But you can check out our website at www.quibi.com. All right, in all seriousness, it's the8bitgeek.com. You're going to find links to all of our other shows. You're going to find links to our Discord, and you're also going to find links to our Patreon, where if you'd like Quibi-style shows for $5 a month, you can get them.
All goes back.
Wow. Wow. And about how long are those extra episodes?
15 minutes apiece.
15 minutes. It's
hey,
all 15 minutes.
We
minute
did
increments.
It. We did Quibi before Quibi did Quibi.
It's
we
true.
We pioneered this shit. Let's see. Do you get Ratty says on Patreon, do you get 90 days free? Yes, you do. 90 days worth of content are on there for free right now. I figure it's like 90 days worth of stuff. I mean, we've released a lot.
280 something episodes already.
Well, I mean, for free, like it's not all free, but like all the pre-show stuff and the post-show for the past like 4 or 5 years, that's got to equal 90 days worth of content, right?
Yeah,
sure. I don't know. Ready? Go sign up. And if you're already signed up, go sign up again. Get your girlfriend's card. Get your mama's card.
Yo, mom.
Sign her up. Here's 8-Bit Geek. So we have the Patreon. If you'd like to give and be interested, we would like to thank you. It goes a long ways to help this show grow. So I don't have a girlfriend. Thanks. This got awkward. What else? Let's start the show. Let's get into the funny.
All right, I'll hit the drop again. Just kidding.
let's start all over again. Let's start with Amazon Adventures, brought to you by Amazon, not a sponsor.
I wonder how long we're going to be able to get away with that before someone finally is like,
hey, motherfuckers.
Stop saying brought to you by Amazon. Stop
the cease and desist has been in the P.O. box for months. We just never check.
Doug, what do you got for us?
Oh, that's a good question. What do I have for you?
Well, it's a...
I'm sorry, I have to keep scrolling.
It's a Max Reflector Standard Accordion Shade for your car.
And that's from me, Sean Pennis.
Sean!
Hey, what up, buddy?
You'll notice that my submission name is Impdiz.
Well, is that your... is that your...
Is that like...
alias?
Pig Latin?
Yep. It's my... alias in Pig Latin stands for limp dick. Wait, hold on.
Wow.
Anyways, this car reflector thing, Max Reflector Standard Accordion Shade, it's $11.88. I give it 4 out of 5 stars. Mm-hmm. I say it keeps the car cool, but it has some issues.
Cool.
Oh, I have to resize this fucking thing.
Did it again.
Every time. Cut off.
I love this product. It keeps my car nice and cool. But I will say that the one only defect I have found so far is that it is very hard to drive with this on.
Oh, no. Ace Ventura.
I have had over 5 wrecks since I purchased it.
Oh, my God.
After my first fender bender, I decided it was best to roll down the window and stick my head out to see the road. But even that is hard because my eyes and mouth dry out very quickly. Since then, I have purchased some swimming goggles and a snorkel, which has helped out tremendously during long drives. Overall, I would recommend this product, but only for those who are good at driving without being able to see the road.
Skill worth having.
158 out of 209 people have found this review helpful. So,
yeah, people hitting no. That's the friend people I'm fans of. They legitimately are like, this is no.
Yours truly. Sean Pennis. Do I still have to do that? I feel like I have to.
Do
of
it.
Course.
Fuck it. Yours truly, Sean Pennis. Bye.
Bye, Sean.
Bye, Sean.
All right. So I've got one for a bug zapper.
Nice.
And it's more of a question here. So the question is, why must the unit be placed 25 feet away from human activity? Do you have to use the chemical attractant, or does it work just as well without it? And here's the seller of the unit answering. Things have, you know, it's been hard for the coronavirus, and it's been harder for some people than others. So our next guest is selling his wares on Amazon. Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Hi, Ricky.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
You know, Just being quarantined to our house.
Oh, me too. Oh, my shit shut down.
All your shit shut down.
Oh yeah.
What shit do you have?
Oh, I've got theme parks.
What are those called?
Strip clubs.
They're called strip clubs. Oh, the rides.
All the rides. Anywho, yes. My answer is humans are also attracted to the unit. If they are within 25 feet of the unit, they will instinctively gravitate towards the unit and put a digit or more into the unit, causing a horrific death.
Oh, God.
Most homeowners' insurance policies don't cover humans being killed by pest control devices. The least intelligent humans are most likely to be killed. Oh, boy. To tell if you or a loved one could possibly be attracted to one of these units, check their Amazon question history.
Nice.
Well, boys, I appreciate you both.
Oh, well, thank you, Ricky. We appreciate you.
Go to hell.
Right. Oh, God, you got me every time. Son of a bitch.
What do you got, Kev?
My name is Cynthia this week. Cynthia S. This is a 5-star verified purchase. And basically, I just want to say payback's a bitch.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this product is so effective. Now, I really wanted to get back at my girlfriend for making fun of how hairy I am. Mm-hmm. And not for being called Cynthia. Never mind. I cannot help that I am ethnic, but she loves to tease me about my excessive body hair. Story of my life. After another night of her lovingly teasing me for my hairy nipples, not just her words, lol.
What?
Lol.
Now, another night of her lovingly teasing me for my hairy nipples, not just with her words.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just not her words. Other people have teased me about my hairy nipples.
No.
Because once again,
there was other teasing going on, just not just with her words.
Oh, okay. Well, that's hot. All right. Well, I decided I would prank her so she could understand how it feels to be hairy. Now, I bought this product locally and have been applying it to the upper lip and chin every night when she sleeps. Now, she takes a sleeping pill and can be hard to wake up if she is stressed or tired. Now, it's been about a month and she's been starting to complain about having to wax her face. She shaved it one time and a slightly noticeable shadow grew in afterwards. Oh, no. I told her that increase in hair growth is just what happens to women as they age. Now, I have been through one bottle already and purchased another one online.
Jesus Christ.
She still hasn't noticed my applying it with Q-tips every night. Damn, she might have a problem with the sleeping pills. All right, I imagine if this product is effective in growing chin hair, it would be effective for other parts of the body. Head, eyebrows. A+. I have no clue what this product is because it doesn't say anywhere.
It's hair growing gel. Hello.
Hair growing gel. 5-star purchase.
I am certain that person's going to jail.
You know, some sort of like testosterone treatment or something going on right here.
All right. We don't have a box office chat again because, well, there is no box office. So it makes sense.
We don't have a box office, period.
We just don't have one. But we do have some news, so let's talk about that. Oh, no.
That picture, what?
No, I used GMM's intro.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Another seasoned assist at our P.O. box.
Hey, hold on, some guys in suits just appeared at my door.
Oh, me too. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, sorry.
So here's something nice that lawyers. Companies are doing.
Lawyers.
Here's something nice that you don't see too often. Executives donating their salaries. Isn't that nice? Comcast.
Yeah.
Top Comcast, NBC Universal, and Sky executives are donating their salaries. Committing $500 million to pay for benefits for employees that are affected by the shutdowns.
Good. That's awesome,
yep.
Man.
And I mean, when this all gets back up and running, I mean, they're just going to pay themselves back with bonuses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It's all, it's a drop in the well, really.
Somehow they're going to, this, even though they're doing a great thing, somehow this is going to be a massive write-off, a tax write-off for charity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's got to be a loophole. Executives just don't give up their money. That's just not something they do. Only like the good guys do that.
Unless they're going for good guy PR points, that way they can fuck up later.
Yeah exactly. Like,
yeah, remember that time?
Yep.
Oh man, they're going to be like, they're putting in the effort now because later on they're like, well, you knew why the profits suck this year. Just come on. Remember, I gave up my bonus and my everything. So $500 million. Whew, that's a lot. That's good though. I'm glad that they're supporting their employees and they're gonna help pay some of their bills. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah.
Disney. There's news coming out of Disney that they're gonna furlough their employees, all jobs that are not necessary at this time. That goes into effect on April 19th. Now, that really sucks. It really sucks. But I get it. So they're about to essentially lay off 10,000 workers, which is harsh. But they have been paying their salaries, and they will pay them until the 19th. The good thing about it is that Disney is still going to pay for all the benefits of the employees. So they're still going to have medical and all of that. And they have a job to come back to when all this is said and done. It just sucks that they're not going to get a paycheck for right now. But I believe that allows them to apply for unemployment as well, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I think
I believe it does.
Yeah, and then it kind of, it's like, yeah, go get on unemployment while this is happening, and then when it's over, you can come back.
Yeah.
Like, because they're not necessarily being fired. Like, that's the difference.
Yeah, it's like no one's going to fight it.
Yeah. So it's like, okay. And they're still paying for your benefits. So that's nice, too, because then that's just one less thing you have to worry about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sucks for those employees. I get it. Like, business decisions have to get made sometimes. But at least they're able to come back and have a job when all this is said and done. God, I hope there's still a Disney to come back to.
I think they're doing all right in money.
Yeah, I'm sure. Here's a cool thing. Alamo Drafthouse has announced their virtual cinema experience.
Hmm.
And I like how it's called a niche movie theater chain. They're just a movie theater chain. So they're offering some pretty cool.
What? You don't like people talking on their cell phone in the middle of movies?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Fucking niche audience, like hippie fucking millennials.
Fucking assholes.
Thought this is America.
Goddamn hipsters. You're just trying to ruin the film experience. You go to the movie theater to see a movie and talk with your friends on FaceTime.
That's right. And to wave your fucking flashlight around in the theater.
Flash photography.
Take photos of it. They're doing a pretty cool, they're doing a film series and stuff. They're doing a horror one called Terror Tuesdays. They're doing Weird Wednesdays. And they're doing just a whole bunch of fun stuff that you can, you know, watch at home. Weird Wednesdays will debut with a 4K restoration of God Monster of Indian Flats. And so if you're wondering, it's an old school monster movie featuring an 8-foot tall toxic sheep that destroys gas stations, crooked politicians, and terrorizes stoners.
Nice. Okay, I'm on board.
I'm kind of on board with this.
That sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome.
That's what we're doing on Wednesday, April 8th.
That's awesome. I like it, man.
Yeah, what the fuck?
How do you go do this? How do you watch it?
Probably their website.
Yeah, maybe.
Stay tuned to the Alamo Drafthouse on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for more details on upcoming screenings, but that doesn't say how to do it themselves.
Okay. Well, we'll have to look into it, but that seems awesome. I'm down. So Disney has pulled some more Disney news. Disney has pulled Artemis Fowl from the theaters, and it will be debuting on Disney Plus, because after that horrific trailer, which I did not find that terrible because I did not read the books, but I guess people who read the books are very pissed off about the movie. And the trailer got just eaten alive on social media. So they were like, nah, we're not going to go through this. Let's just throw it on Disney Plus, which is probably a smart move. So they also have Mulan coming out in late July, and they've pushed Indiana Jones 5 back to 2022, which at this point, it's never coming.
No, we should just give up hope.
Yeah.
Listen, Disney, you got away with it. You got Harrison Ford to star in not one, but two more Star Wars movies. Like, on the promise of an Indiana Jones 5. It ain't going to happen. Pat yourself on the back. So you did it.
Doug, did you read Artemis Fowl at all?
No. Okay. No.
I was going to ask you.
I saw the trailer, which I feel like I saw the trailer like a year ago. Mm-hmm. So did it already get pushed back once?
No.
And I remember being like, this looks terrible.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
No.
But Paramount has also set new release dates for every movie coming out in the summer. We have this is where we talked a little bit in chat, in text messages, and we're like, listen, winter's the new summer. Like, because all these blockbusters are going to come out in the wintertime now. Same with Top Gun Maverick is now pushed to, I want to say, December. Yeah, December 23rd.
Dude, are you sure it didn't get pushed back? Their first trailer for Artemis Fowl, or one of the first trailers, it was a teaser trailer, sorry, November 27th, 2018.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that is pretty old.
Yeah.
That's New Mutants right there.
Yeah, no shit. Disney's just like, God, we just want to put these fucking movies out.
Like, get rid of them.
Time.
Continue, sorry. I'm going to look more into this. You keep going.
Okay, well, I was already looking into it, too. And I can't find anything, so I'll move on.
Good cast, though. I mean, Josh Gad, mm-hmm. Colin Farrell, Judi Dench.
Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad at all.
So what happened?
Let's see. We got the SpongeBob.
August 9th, 2019 what? Was its original. Was August 9th, 2019 mm-hmm. was its original release date.
I told you it got pushed back twice.
Oh, my. Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Along with Top Gun, we also have A Quiet Place 2 and SpongeBob all getting. Listen, it's easy to. I guess we could sit here and run down all the movies. Let's just say they're all getting pushed back. Wintertime will be when the summer movies are coming out. It really fucking sucks. Because summer, for me, is just a smorgasbord of good times in the theater. And I look forward to it just thoroughly. And now I'm going to have to not watch movies in a theater. I love the theater. I love the
I love the theater.
I love the theater and the popcorn. I love the, I would say the Coca-Cola, but I don't drink it anymore. But goddamn.
Rip.
There's two things that a Coca-Cola tastes so fucking good with. Pizza and popcorn.
Cock. Oh, popcorn.
What was that, Cap?
What did you say?
What? Popcorn. That was the answer, right? Final answer. 50-50. Uh-huh. Phone a friend.
Wow. Wow. Wow, Kev. well, we did Kev. Have a... We
wow,
did...
the Christopher Walken
show. Wow. Wow. Well, we did have a show, but not anymore. It's gone. Let's see. Let's get into some gaming news and let's talk about the biggest piece of shit in the world.
I'm right here, guys. Come on.
I'm talking about your dad.
Oh, hey.
Randy Pitchford.
Oh, yeah. The guy who tripped me up. Took a selfie with you.
Man, we've met Randy on numerous occasions. We've we've ran into him literally. And now he's gone and stolen money from other people. First he was just
allegedly.
Oh, this piece of shit. So I guess a lot of Borderlands 3 devs have accused Gearbox of skimping out on bonuses, while Randy went ahead and gave himself a $14 million bonus a few months back. They were supposed to receive management promised six-figure bonuses following the release of Borderlands 3. Borderlands 3 is the most popular and successful Borderlands yet. And, you know, they came out and said that, well, guys, the reason why they're not that great is because we had to switch engines mid-development. We switched from Unreal Engine 3 to 4. So there was added extra time to the budget, to the project. And we just couldn't recoup most of the game's budget to be said $95 million. And here's the thing. This sounds a lot like what the movie industry does. The movie industry will say that a movie does not make its money back. Even though a movie can make $1 billion, it doesn't profit. AKA, they don't pay a lot of the back end to people who've signed deals for back end deals. You know, like so you've heard about it in Hollywood a lot, and it sounds a lot like that here. Which is really shitty. They said that, of course, royalties from the splits and everything that have happened. And then they had Pitchford supposedly told the developers at a meeting they were welcome to quit if they were unhappy with the news.
This is why they need to unionize, man. I mean, we've talked about this in the past. This needs to get squashed. All of this crunch bullshit, them being able to say like it or leave it, get the fuck out of here. Fucking that's horseshit.
Yeah, especially when it's coming from someone like Randy Pitchford, who what do you do? Like, you didn't make this fucking game, man. Like, fuck you. That's ridiculous. Yeah, you're and not even that good of one. We've watched his press conferences. I think I'd rather watch Dan Carvey from PS from PlayStation do it more than having to sit through Randy Pitchford attempting to do magic.
Oh, man. The Dana Carvey one, though, puts me right to sleep.
Yeah, well.
His voice is so soothing. It's ASMR. It's like ASMR for programmers, for like, information nerds.
Lucy's asking in the chat, is there video game unions or like unions broken down, like theater unions broken down by specific roles? From what I'm aware of, there's not like a union per se for video games, like there is in the movie industry. You know, there isn't. I believe a couple years ago we read that they were trying to create one and get one going, and I don't think that it ever came to fruition. And the biggest problem with this Randy Pitchford thing is that you can't get the financials because of the fact that it's a privately held company. So he doesn't have to release shit. Like, he doesn't have to tell you how much it made. He doesn't have stockholders to report to. So he could be sitting on just a pile of fucking money and you'll never know it.
Bummer. Yeah. As far as I know, I don't think there's any game unions, game company unions. And I think it's just, yeah. I mean, they're trying to get people to unionize.
And it should happen
greatly.
I know that a lot of people say that unions, you know, it sucks to pay your dues and all that. But boy, oh boy, in these type of situations, they pay off in spades, man.
It's yeah, just because they go to bat for you, and they will get you. They will get you to the negotiation table. Mm-hmm. You know, it just makes sense, especially if so many people are being treated unfairly like that. So,
man, okay, so I'm looking. So the budget to make this was $95 million. Okay, but also had to budget for all the downloadable content before 2K and Take-Two would hand out their royalties. Like, okay, if they sold 8 million units since its release in September,
mm-hmm. at
$60 a game, that's $480 million.
Now, remember,
that's retail.
Okay, now remember that they sold digitally. 90% of sales come from digital now. And they went to Epic and signed a deal with Epic to sell on their store. Epic gives a, what kind of split? It's an 80-20 or 90-10? So. Epic split. Epic.
It's either 80-20 or 70-30, one or the other.
Epic store, I think it might be 70-30. Epic store, oh no, 80-20, I think. Epic store dev split. Let's see. 12%, 88-12 is what they give.
Okay, that's even better. Yeah.
So even with, what is that in revenue terms? You take 88% of what you just said, Doug. What, 400 and something million you said?
What?
How many millions? Doug, you doing the math?
So it was 480, so that 80% of that is still 422 million.
Okay, so even take away the 95 million for development cost, and let's just say another, what, 40 million for DLC. And then you have, and then you have, what, marketing costs, right? So how much in marketing? Say another 40, 50 million? Because I don't think they market it like a movie. A movie's budget's like 100 million for a summer blockbuster. And then you're still left with what?
I don't even know. The math got confusing.
Either way, somebody's getting screwed here.
Well, was that like 300 million at that point? Yeah. And then when I minus the 50 million, it was like, there's 10 million left over. I was like, that doesn't sound, that ain't right. So
it's still just, though. It's still, even if you're down to 100 million, you're supposed to be splitting
60-40
with your dev team.
60 going back into the company and 40 going to the workers.
So you're telling me that you couldn't find the money, like somehow all that money's missing, or you had to recoup the costs, and like it's all just bullshit. And I don't respect it, and I don't respect him for it. He's always a weird fucking guy, and it's a real bummer. And I have friends who work up at Gearbox, and it just sucks that they get treated like shit over this. They put a lot of fucking work into this.
Yeah,
I just want to see people get paid and for their job. While other people are taking a $14 million fucking bonus.
For doing magic tricks.
Mm-hmm. Just greed. all right. QuakeCon 2020 has been canceled because of the coronavirus, and that fucking blows.
Yeah. This is supposed to be, what'd you say, the 25th year of the event?
This is the 25th anniversary of the event. It was supposed to be huge. They had a lot of stuff planned. It would have been my third year going. I've gone the last 2 years. I will never miss this thing ever again because of how much fun it is. I really was like Doug in my thinking. I was like, I'm in my office. I could just play my games. I don't need to go out. Like, why? There's no point. And then finally, I ended up just going. My buddy was like, let's just go. I was like, okay, we'll give it a shot. And I fell in love with it. Everything from the culture, the scene, to just the energy and the atmosphere. It's something special. It really is. And it really sucks that it's going to be gone this year. They'll pick it up again in 2021, and they'll still say it's going to be the 25th year, and it'll be bigger than ever, I'm sure, to make up for it. But
yeah,
what a shame. They just said, even though it's in August, logistically, with how many people are signed up and signed on, It's such a big headache to be like, oh, well, you know, you're promised this much in sales, and you put that on your calendar, and then all of a sudden you're making promises you can't keep. And they just said it was logistically, it's just not right to do it to people and to vendors and to game companies and stuff. So they were just like,
nah. To keep it up in the air. Yep. Yeah.
So they said next time, which RIP.
Yeah. I was telling you, I wanted to drive down for it with my rig. So next year I want to do that. I want to bring, I've never had a LAN party. I've never been in part of a LAN party. I want to do this and just fucking party it up with you guys.
Dude,
Jeremy, I don't think you want to do it. Doug, you're going to stay at home.
I think Doug will do it. If you come down, Doug will definitely do it. To have the three amigos, don't you dare give that corner stare look out of your eye and be like, not me. I'll talk him into it. But man, on Friday night, we drink so much and things just happen, and it's a lot of fun.
I'm sorry?
What?
We drank so much and things just happened. One thing led to another.
And then all of a sudden you're in the bushes screaming like a raptor. It's crazy. It's real crazy.
We're driving scooters around downtown Fort Worth at 3 a.m.
That was definitely Dallas.
It was definitely Dallas. And Dallas, we were definitely tipsy, and it was definitely a good time.
Oh, man.
So, E3 has announced that they are not dead, which I really thought they would be after this, and they're coming back strong in 2021. They've already announced their dates. E3 will take place June 15th through the 17th.
Yep.
I just hope that they find their way as well. I hope that they retool and they become something more like PAX. And, you know, instead of, I don't know, what they are dying of right now. Even if they had E3 this year, it would just be a shell of its former self with everybody who does their own digital presentations and all of that for all their companies.
Yeah.
So. It's still important. I still think E3 has a place. I just don't think that they know what place they have at this point. GameStop has ordered to shut down in Massachusetts.
I'm sorry?
You heard him. He said
it. You heard it. I said it right.
Okay. He said it right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Massive two shits. Yeah.
And in Boston.
I'm just kidding. I don't like Massachusetts. But it's still fun to say massive two shits.
Oh, wait. Boston's in massive two shits. I remember that now. You never hear that. You just hear always hear Boston. God. Well, I'm dumb. So they... GameStop refused to close, even though the state was like, hey, shut the shit down. And they were like, nah. So now they're being forced to. Officials have ordered all GameStop stores across the state to shut their doors. And so I know last week we were like, oh, they're actually doing it. But then some states said, nah. But now they're being forced to. So,
yeah.
GameStop has defended its decision to remain open by arguing it sells products and devices, blah, 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 blah. Employees were told to wear gloves or even tape plastic bags over their hands. Open the front door only slightly while keeping its glass between them and a customer and handing over whatever they ordered through the crack. What kind of bullshit is that?
That is some CEO, like... old ass CEO who hasn't been in a fucking store. That's his fucking train of thought.
Hey, put these bags on your hand. I'm going to tip them up.
Fucking ridiculous, man. I'm so glad I quit that place years ago.
I'm sure everybody in the gaming world knows that The Last of Us 2 has been delayed.
Yeah.
There's been some controversy surrounding the delay, though, because while other games can come out like Animal Crossing and Doom, The Last of Us, Sony has said, nah, that's exactly what was the press release was. When asked why, somebody was like, hey, why don't you just put it out? And they said, well, reasons. So they're saying that there's logistical issues because of the fact that, like I said earlier, even though 90% of games are downloaded now digitally, they're worried that the physical editions will not get to stores on time and or people would be able to play them because of that. And then they also said that not everybody has broadband to download the game. I don't know. I read the whole PR thing and I just went, oh, this is just a fucking bullshit excuse. They're just scared to release it for sales, obviously. But I think that this would be the best time to release it because everyone's inside.
Yeah.
I think their sales would be through the roof. I mean, you could just see with Doom and with Animal Crossing.
Where are you going to get it at?
The PlayStation Network from them?
Maybe you don't have the internet, like Jer said. Well, I can't go to GameStop in Massachusetts to get it. So
you can go to Best Buy. You can go to Target. Those places are still open that you can just order and pick up at store. Curbside.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if they're... see, this was supposed to come out in May 29th. And I guess that it, you know, production would have to ramp up at the beginning or mid-May for this to happen. But at the same time, God, this would be like the biggest selling game of the year. Even if you just released it digitally, I guarantee it, man. Like, Animal Crossing, so they announced that they sold like 8 million copies just from the Nintendo Network or some stupid bullshit number. It may have been
some
like
stupid fucking bullshit number.
It may have been like 3 or 8. 3 to 8. It's a 3 to 8. 38 million. Oh, look, God. Someone fact check me. Nintendo, I'll do it myself. Fuck it.
Yeah,
guys.
Do it yourself. I also wonder, knowing Sony and knowing Naughty Dog, I wouldn't be surprised if they also had massive plans for like release party slash event things that they've done in the past with like Uncharted and the first Last of Us. So a part of me also wonders if they went like, nah, we're just going to hold on to this until we can do it how we want to do it and make it a big, massive.
That's thing. What it seemed like. That's what the press release seemed like to me, that they wanted to wait for a good marketing portion.
I thought so too. And then I also thought like they were sitting there in a meeting and just went, man, this would be a really good time to just cancel this now and then release it with the PS5. And it would help push PS5 sales through the roof. Like, it would need help, but why not? Like, PS5 comes out November, December. So you put this out right next to it. And, of course, you could still play it on the PS4, but it's enhanced with the PS5.
Also possible.
Yeah. I mean, they did that with Zelda for Switch.
Let's see. Because
it was supposed to come out on Wii U, and then they were like, brought it to the Switch and Wii U.
Nintendo critically acclaimed series sold more copies in its first week of sales than the launch of its sales of all previous Animal Crossings combined, including the spinoffs. The launch is 3.5 times bigger than the last games in the series.
Jesus.
Legit.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't
like
see
my whole
numbers.
Friends list is on Animal Crossing.
I don't see. See, but here's the deal numbers. With all the sales. Like, this is just in general. Call of Duty Modern Warfare at number 3 enjoyed a 282% sales jump. FIFA 20 posted a 327% increase. Mario, 100%. Like, there's all these games that just, like, shot up because of everyone's indoors.
Well, yeah. Those are games that were probably already, like, ready to go and shipped ready to go.
You know.
What I mean, like, they probably don't even have the last like the final version of The Last of Us ready to even ship.
Hasn't gotten gold or whatever.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because they did say that they were still bug fixing and everything. So
yeah, I mean they will literally get the two manufacturers at the last fucking minute. Be like, yo, if you want these fucking games printed in time, you have got to get them to us by X. And like that for us is still like a couple of weeks away. Mm-hmm. And for them who now have to shut their offices in San Diego and LA down. Because of, or where are they? It's not even Santa Monica. Wherever they are, like, yeah, they're probably like, fuck, people can only do so much remote work. I mean, you can't take that sort of property home to bug tests and shit at home.
Well, they said that there's an updated piece of the story where Neil Drunkman Druckmann.
Neil Drunkman?
Drunkman.
Neil
Druckmann. Says there hasn't been a final decision on. They said that they're trying to figure out a way to still get the game out to people, but and they're looking at different options, but it depends on how the situation with COVID-19 plays out. He said there hasn't been a final decision. We're reacting to different retail chains wherever we can get physical copies to people. Also, the digital infrastructure. This is a worldwide game that people in every country are waiting for. And we want to make sure it's fair. So.
There you go. It's a bummer though, man.
It is.
But, and I mean, there's enough to play right now anyway. I
know. And I'm understanding. It's just me complaining because I actually really love the series and I want to play it.
Oh, we all do. I mean, I think we all.
No, you don't, Kev.
Yeah, I finished the first one that came out.
Prove it.
On PS3.
Oh, you don't even know what system it came out on.
No, when it came out on PS3, because I remember we just got back from our wedding. We got back from our honeymoon, and it was waiting for me at GameStop, and I went and picked it up and like beat it like that weekend. I was back.
I want photos
of our like honeymoon. I mean, I can get that to you.
I want honeymoon, and I want the store that you went to pick up your game, and I want to see the last screen.
Well, that store no longer exists. It was a GameStop abandoned mall.
Convenient, isn't it? ESPN is going to be airing a lot of esports starting on April 5th. This is really crazy because I don't know if you guys have heard about iRacing.
I have. I have an old coworker who used to do it all the time.
iRacing is
annoyingly so.
It's really annoyingly. So I guess every NASCAR driver, IndyCar racer, and all these other like just huge names are into these games now, and they're actually ESPN is actually airing the iSeries championship races for NASCAR, and they feature a ton of NASCAR drivers. Like right now, and people are really excited because Dale Earnhardt Jr. got back into the driver's seat digitally, and he's been dominating. He's like number three in the power rankings for this series that's going on.
Well, what's crazy is that my old coworker, like you play with like a steering wheel and mm-hmm. pedals and mm-hmm. clutch and things. Like it's a whole setup. And so yeah, these guys, I mean, like, yeah, so it's not like he's sitting there with an Xbox controller playing this. I guarantee you that dude is sitting in a fake fucking car.
Yep.
Like
they are big. I watched a little bit of his stream. He's on Twitch. And
of course he is.
And I went,
why not, man?
And I was Dale Jr. on Twitch. Follow me.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, let me give this a shot. The crazy thing is they actually have spotters and crew chiefs still. And the crew chiefs are talking into the headset to the driver, just like it's a real race. And it is, I guess it's set up. I mean, I guess iRacing is so realistic that this is what people train on for when they're not racing anyways. And everyone is just having a blast with it. And yeah, it's, I guess some amateur racers also are becoming big names because they're racing against these real athlete racers who are in the cars every week and doing really well. And it's something to watch. I couldn't sit down and watch like a whole race of it, but I sat there for about 10, 15 minutes and I was just like, this is so legit. And so now ESPN is like, yeah, we're going to air that shit.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, he would talk about like, oh, I got a race on Sunday. It starts at noon. I'll probably finish around 8 p.m. or whatever. Because these races last for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. There was to attest to that story where you were talking about earlier about using the real too. When I started at GameStop in Chicago, I worked in a richer neighborhood. And this one dude legitimately raced Porsches. But he broke his leg. But to keep him busy, he had like the most expensive wheel at the time and everything. And he said both Forza and Gran Turismo's track designs are so accurate that he knows those real tracks and he races on them in the video game for practice. But it's the real turns, real everything to the T. And so he would do all his practicing in the video game when he can't actually race. And he would mm-hmm. find his actual like Porsche and everything. It's That's insane, awesome. Dude. It's crazy how much of a simulation they make.
Mm-hmm. And if there is one thing that's going to push esports into the stratosphere, it's this coronavirus. They're airing the NBA 2K Players Tournament. They've got an NFL 20 competition. Apex Legends is going on ESPN. Rocket League. This is what does it. When real sports aren't playing, the nerds will take over. Woo!
It's just what's been so interesting to watch, and I've talked about this like I think on the diner especially, you know, just talking about like TikTok mm-hmm. and like the watching, I've been saying like watching people like all simultaneously lose their minds as they're going insane from being locked indoors. But what's also interesting is to see the creativeness of people come out, because yeah, you're starting to get bored, people get creative and they make these short films. I mean, Quibi, right? And
don't you dare say that name.
But like streaming and stuff too, like I've noticed a lot of the streamers that I used to watch all the time are definitely streaming a lot more. Mm-hmm. I mean, one, because I mean they don't have anything else to do. But I'm so interested and excited to see all the creative endeavors that we eventually get out of this whole thing, whether it be books, movies, TV shows, video games, you know, things that are sparked. Yeah, music especially. I mean, that's one of the biggest ones I'm noticing right now. Again, especially with TikTok. Again, these people are able to go on and show off a song or whatever that they've made because they're locked in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be really fun to see what all comes out of this. I mean, there'll be some, obviously some garbage and there'll be a lot of memes, but it's so far it's been fun. You just on TikTok alone. So to see that transition and translate into the real world and other mediums is going to be fun. Especially with all these places offering online stuff for free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, HBO. It's like, oh, you want to learn how to make a video game? here's what we talked about last week.
Unity.
Here's Unity. Here you go. Have fun. So the Steam indie store is going to have a huge boom in the next few months.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Speaking of indie booms, the last story that brings us to our last story, which is Atari's making a comeback.
You know that indie company, Atari.
They're an indie company now. What the hell are they doing?
Yeah. Making many mistakes.
Well, apparently making a Pong RPG. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're making a Pong RPG, and it looks like a cell phone game.
It does.
It probably will be.
It's supposed to be for, I guess Atari's still releasing. Okay, so it's coming to Steam. It's coming to PS4, Switch, Xbox One for $15. That seems overpriced.
That's the most expensive Pong game ever.
Yeah, it doesn't look very good. You can watch the trailer to it. It's, it just looks like a cheap iPhone game. And not a good one.
Atari's back, everybody.
So grab your Atari speaker hats and play some Pong.
Yeah.
Well, that's the show. That's all I got. That's it. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Until next week, I want everybody to stay safe. Look out for your neighbors. Look out for yourself. Make sure you love your words are hard when you're at the end of the show. Hug your loved ones.
And or don't.
Or stay 6 feet away. Either one.
Yeah,
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Love, don't hug, and all that bullshit.
Love, fist bumps, and all that bullshit. Love, air high five from across the room, and all that bullshit.